堂听 class.com。
Let's get crazy！
李阳疯狂英语
，Leon Crazy English。
Are you ready？ 准备好了吗？亲爱的朋友们，欢迎大家来到五分钟突破英语高中书面表达。This is Leon.
This is your old friend Jim from New York, USA.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Maryland, USA. It's great to be here today.
Welcome to Conquer Senior High School English Writing in 5 minutes.
第一课
Key sentence patterns. Key sentence pattern 1.Number 1. I'm writing to request more information about the day tour to London. Number 2. I'm writing for more information about the day tour to London. Key sentence pattern 2. Number 1. I'd like to know if you have any special prices for students. Number 2. What about time for shopping? Is it included in the schedule?Number 3. As for lunch, is it included in the price? Number 4. Can you tell me more details about the trip? Number 5. Please let me know the scheduled return time. Number 6. I wonder if you could tell me more about the trip. Number 7. I also want to know how long the tour will last. Number 8.I have one final question. Is there any time scheduled for shopping?
June 8, 2005. Dear Sir or Madam, I'm writing to request more information about the day tour to London. I am currently a student at Oxford University and would like to know if you have any special prices for students. I would also like to know what is included in the tour price. Does it include entrance fees for all the attractions listed?Is lunch included, or do I need to bring along my own food? I also want to know how long the tour will last. Please let me know the scheduled return time. I have one final question. Is there any time scheduled for shopping? I really want to have a look at the big stores in London. I look forward to your response. Thank you very much. Yours, Li Hua. And now, as quickly as possible. June 8, 2005.Dear Sir or Madam, I'm writing to request more information about the day tour to London. I'm currently a student at Oxford University and would like to know if you have any special prices for students. I would also like to know what is included in the tour price. Does it include entrance fees for all the attractions listed? Is lunch included or do I need to bring along my own food? I also want to know how long the tour lasts. Please let me know the scheduled return time. I have one final question. Is there any time scheduled for shopping? I really want to have a look at the big stores in London. I look forward to your response. Thank you very much. Yours, Li Hua.
Lesson 2.
Key sentence patterns. Key sentence pattern 1. Number 1. In my opinion. Number 2. As far as I'm concerned. Number 3. Personally. Number 4. From my point of view. Number 5. I think that. Number 6. As I see it.Key sentence pattern 2. Number 1. For one reason, for another reason. Number 2. What's more? Number 3. On the one hand, on the other hand.
June 8, 2005. Dear Jianhua, I am very glad to have received the letter you sent me 2 weeks ago.I've been thinking about the question you asked me. In my opinion, you should come back after you finish your studies abroad. For one reason, what you are studying is badly needed nowadays in China. It will be pretty easy for you to find a good job. In fact, I know a few big companies in one city are hoping to hire people like you. For another reason, I think it will be much more convenient for you to look after your parents as they are getting old. Therefore,I think it's a good idea for you to return. So, what are you waiting for? Best wishes, Ming Hua.
Lesson 3.
Key sentence patterns. Key sentence pattern 1. Number 1. I'm sure you'll like the delicious Chinese food here. Number 2. I believe you will find Chinese food delicious. Number 3. I'm convinced that you'll enjoy the food here. Number 4. It's certain that you'll love Chinese food. 5. I bet you will love Chinese food. Key sentence pattern 2. Number 1. We'll provide you with a room of your own with a bed, a desk, a couple of chairs, and a TV. Number 2. We'll provide a room with a bed, a desk, a couple of chairs, and a TV for you. Number 3. We'll supply you with a room that has a bed, a desk, a couple of chairs, and a TV. Number 4. We'll supply a room with a bed, a desk, a couple of chairs, and a TV for you. Number 5. We'll prepare a room with a bed, a desk, a couple of chairs, and a TV for you. Number 6. You will have a room of your own with a bed, a desk, a couple of chairs, and a TV. Key sentence pattern 3. Number 1. Please let me know if you have any questions or requests. Number 2. Just call me if there's anything you need. Number 3. Please let me know if there is anything I can help you with. Number 4. Don't hesitate to ask for help if you have any questions or requests. Number 5. I'll be glad to help if you have any questions or requests. Number 6. I'd be glad if I could help. Key sentence pattern 4. Number 1. We'll try our best to make your stay here in Beijing a pleasant experience. Number 2. We'll do everything we can to help you enjoy your stay here in Beijing. Number 3. We'll do all we can to help you have a good time in Beijing. Number 4. We'll do our best to make your stay in Beijing a happy one.
June 8, 2005. Dear Jeff, I'm Li Hua from Beijing Hongxing Middle School. I'm very happy to learn that you're going to stay with my family while you're in Beijing. While you are here, we'll provide you with a room of your own with a bed, a desk, a couple of chairs, and a TV. You'll also have your own bathroom. Our school is quite close to our home, so we can go to school together by bike. At noon, we'll eat at the school's dining hall. I'm sure you'll like the delicious Chinese food here and enjoy talking with friends over lunch. Classes in our school usually finish at 4 in the afternoon. You can then join other students in playing ball games or swimming. It'll be a lot of fun. If you have any questions or requests, please let me know. We'll try our best to make your stay here in Beijing a pleasant experience. Best wishes, Li Hua.
Lesson 4.
Key sentence patterns. Key sentence pattern 1. Number 1. Once upon a time, there was a farmer who worked hard in the fields every day. Number 2. There once was a farmer who worked very hard every day. Number 3. Long, long ago, there lived a farmer who worked very hard every day. Number 4. One day, the farmer heard something odd as he was hoeing. Key sentence pattern 2. Number 1. The story tells us that if you want to get something, you must work hard for it. Number 2. From the story, we learn that only by working hard can we get what we want. Number 3. The story suggests no pains, no gains. Number 4. The lesson in this story is that you must work hard to get what you want.
Version 1. Once upon a time, there was a farmer who worked hard in the fields every day. One day, while he was plowing the fields, he heard a bumping sound. He saw a rabbit lying by a tree stump. He picked it up, and found it was a fat rabbit. He thought to himself, since it is so easy to get a rabbit like that, why should I work so hard all day long? He threw his hoe away and lay by the tree every day, hoping for more rabbits to come. When he finally realized his foolishness and returned to his fields, he found that all his crops had died. This story tells us that we should not wait for unexpected gains by trusting chance or luck, or that we should not hope to get rewards without hard work.
Version 2. There was once a farmer who worked very hard every day. As he was hoeing in the sunshine one day, he suddenly heard a strange sound. He turned around and hurried to a tree. He found a rabbit dying. He took the rabbit and thought, excited, "What a rabbit! I'll have it for my dinner." Then he had another idea. "Why can't I wait here for more rabbits? It's cool under the tree." So he dropped his hoe and waited there. But day after day, no more rabbits came. What was worse, all his crops had died. The story tells us that if you want to get something, you must work hard for it. Remember, no pains, no gains. Lesson 5.
第二步, 关键句型全总结。 关键句型一, 表达信息来源的句型。 Number 1.
I read in the newspaper that...
Number 2.
I learned from the newspaper that...
Number 3.
By reading today's newspaper, I know that...
Number 4.
It says in today's newspaper that...
From number 1 to number 4.
I read in the newspaper that, I learned from the newspaper that, by reading today's newspaper, I know that, it says in today's newspaper that...
关键句型二, 提出建议的句型, number 1.
I think this is a good chance for you to...
Number 2.
I'd like to suggest you...
Number 3.
I think you might like to...
Number 4.
I was wondering if you'd like to...
Jim's contribution! Jim老师专门奉献!
I think this is a good chance for you to enter the English speaking competition.
Sing it.
I think this is a good chance for you to enter the English speaking competition.
Quickly.
I think this is a good chance for you to enter the English speaking competition.
我要跟Jim老师比赛. Let's have a little race. 1, 2, 3, go.
I think this is a good chance for you to enter the English speaking competition.
You did a good job. You did a good job. One more time. 1, 2, 3, go. I think this is a good chance for you to enter the English speaking competition.
Fantastic. 棒极了.
关键句型三, 主动提供帮助的句型, number 1.
If there is anything I can do for you, I would be glad to.
Number 2.
If there is anything I can do for you, it will be my great pleasure to.
Number 3.
Just tell me if I can be of any help.
Number 4.
Don't hesitate to ask if you need any help.
Number 5.
I would be very pleased to do anything that would help you.
From number 1 to number 5, quickly.
If there's anything I can do for you, I'd be glad to. If there's anything I can do for you, it'd be my great pleasure to. Just tell me if I could be of any help. Don't hesitate to ask if you need any help. I'd be very pleased to do anything that would help you.
第三步, 脱口而出经典范文。我最喜欢背模范文章，背多了以后，自己写文章更精彩、更漂亮。经典范文。
Dear Peter, I read in the newspaper today that an amateur singing contest for foreigners, learn Chinese, sing Chinese songs, foreigners talent show, will be held by Beijing television station on July 18th. I know you like singing, and you'll be in Beijing on the 18th, won't you? I think this is a good chance for you to show off your singing talent and how well you've learned Chinese. If you would like to try, you'll have to go to the TV station to sign up before the end of June. If there's anything I can do for you, I would be more than glad to help. Yours, Li Hua.
Hey, what do you think of this?
Very good.
Very good. Now, slowly, with emotion.
Dear Peter, I read in the newspaper today that an amateur singing contest for foreigners, learn Chinese, sing Chinese songs, foreigners talent show, will be held by Beijing television station on July 18th. I know you like singing, and you will be in Beijing on the 18th, won't you? I think this is a good chance for you to show off your singing talent and how well you've learned Chinese. If you would like to try, you'll have to go to the TV station to sign up before the end of June. If there's anything I can do for you, I would be more than glad to help. Yours, Li Hua.
下面我们请 Jim 老师唱出这篇作文，这个是最美丽的录音。
Dear Peter, I read in the newspaper today that an amateur singing contest for foreigners, learn Chinese, sing Chinese songs, foreigners talent show, will be held by Beijing television station on July 18th. I know you like singing, and you will be in Beijing on the 18th, won't you? I think this is a good chance for you to show off your singing talent and how well you've learned Chinese.If you would like to try, you'll have to go to the TV station to sign up before the end of June. If there's anything I can do for you, I would be more than glad to help. Yours, Li Hua.
Beautiful! 疯狂模仿 Jim, 创造英语的伟大奇迹。
Lesson 6.
Dear Andy,I am glad to learn that you are coming to China and will stay at my home. My parents and I are very pleased to have you with us. Now let me tell you what we have arranged for you. I know the school will organize a lot of things for you to do in the mornings, but in the afternoons I'll show you around and take you to some places of interest.We'll mostly stay at home in the evenings watching TV,playing games, and meeting people. I'm sure we'll have a wonderful time and enjoy each other's company. I'm looking forward very much to meeting you soon. Yours sincerely, Li Hua.
Lesson 7, Version 1. Dear Miss Morgan, I am so sorry that I won't be able to attend tomorrow's lecture on American history. My uncle is returning home from France,and I have promised to meet him at the airport at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. That's the reason for my absence. I am very much interested in American society and history. I wonder if the lecture is going to be recorded, and if so, could I borrow the tape? It would be a great help to me to listen to the tape and learn what is covered in the talk. Yours sincerely, Li Hua. Version 2.
Exaggerate, 夸张。
Dear Miss Morgan, I'm afraid that it will be impossible for me to attend tomorrow's American history lecture. My uncle is returning from a trip, and I have to meet his flight at the airport at 3:30 tomorrow. Since I can't attend the lecture, I was wondering if the lecture is going to be recorded. If it is, I'd like to borrow the tape so I won't fall behind the rest of the class.Please accept my apologies for not being able to attend tomorrow. Yours, Li Hua.
Now, naturally, 自然的朗读。
I'm afraid that it will be impossible for me to attend tomorrow's American history lecture. My uncle is returning from a trip, and I have to meet his flight at the airport at 3:30 tomorrow.Since I can't attend the lecture, I was wondering if the lecture is going to be recorded. If it is, I'd like to borrow the tape so I won't fall behind the rest of the class. Please accept my apologies for not being able to attend tomorrow. Yours, Li Hua.
As quickly as possible.
Dear Miss Morgan, I'm afraid that it will be impossible for me to attend tomorrow's American history lecture. My uncle is returning from a trip and I have to meet his flight at the airport at 3:30 tomorrow.Since I can't attend the lecture, I was wondering if the lecture is going to be recorded. If it is, I'd like to borrow the tape so I won't fall behind the rest of the class. Please accept my apologies for not being able to attend tomorrow. Yours, Li Hua.
Very good.
It's time to turn the tape. 现在该翻带了。